You see, this is why we can't have nice things. We can't have nice things because one of the two political parties is crazy in this country. Yes, they both suck, but one of them is out of their frickin' mind. And anyway. Oh, I got 3 hours to talk about it. Hey, you're listening to the Mike Malloy Show. Welcome, truth seekers. I am your friendly citizen investigative journalist, blogger, troublemaker, muckraker, and all-around swell fellow, Brad Friedman, sitting in for Mike tonight. He's a little bit under the weather. He'll be back with you hopefully tomorrow. I hope tomorrow, because I can't sit in tomorrow. So Mike needs to get better for tomorrow. Send him your best wishes. He's under the weather. Of course, with this early summer we now have, with this heat wave we now have in the middle of winter, no wonder he's sick. No wonder his allergies are kicking in. So hopefully he'll be back tomorrow, because I can't be here tomorrow because I'm broadcasting, I should say, from KTalk AM 1150 in Los Angeles. Beautiful downtown Los Angeles. No, downtown Burbank. That's where we are. Thanks for the reminder. We're in Burbank. We can't come back tomorrow, though, because we're broadcasting from Stephanie Miller's studio. And she's oh, look, they're already up there, aren't they? Okay. See, now I really got Big Brother watching. You got lights in the studio, lights and everything, huh? Wow. All right. Well, so we're in Stephanie's studio. And folks who listen to Stephanie know that she's going to be going on the TVs soon, on Current TV. They're going to be broadcasting her show live in the morning. So they're coming in tomorrow and they're adding in all of the lights and the cameras. And there's already a few here. When do they start that, Tone? Do you know? You don't know. Soon? All right. They start soon. So we can't use the studio tomorrow. So get better, Mike. Quick. We need you back. We need you on the airwaves, because you ain't going to have me. But you do have me for the next 3 hours, broadcasting live at the last minute. Delighted to be here from Burbank. And let me also get this out of the way early on. I want to say one good thing about the Republican Party, because for the next 3 hours, that's probably not going to happen. So let me just say this here and now, Republican Party, that whole daylight savings time thing, way to go. Thank you. I love the daylight. I love the extra daylight savings time. This is the one. Tony's looking at me like, what are you talking about? This is the one thing, the only thing that I can think of, the only federal legislation by the modern day Republican Party that I think is great. And maybe other people don't, but I think it's great. We got daylight savings time starts 2 weeks earlier. And it ends 2 weeks later. I love that. So thank you, Republican Party. You've come up with something in the last decade that is good, as far as I'm concerned. All right, well, now we've gotten that out of the way, and we can move on to the fact that the Republican Party is not only crazy, not only out of their mind, but apparently they have now decided, the hell with it. We're just waging war on everything. That's what we're talking about tonight. GOP, war on everything, war on everybody, war on their fellow Americans, war on people who aren't Americans. Man, are they crazy? You know, it's like what they're doing here, it's almost as if they don't want to win the election this November. This war on women is insane. And it's like they don't want to win. It's like they think they don't care if they win. Either that, or they have a plan. Either that, or they may know that, well, if we turn enough people away from the voting booth, we'll be fine. Oh, if we control those electronic voting machines, we'll be fine. Nobody will notice. Nobody will care. Nobody will question it. Everybody will think it's normal. Dennis Kucinich loses to Marcy Kaptur in Lucas County, Ohio, last Tuesday by 94% to 4. Now, he either lost 94 to 4 or he didn't. We have no way of knowing. Why? Because in Lucas County, Ohio, they still use 100% unverifiable touchscreens that nobody bothers to even try to verify. Not that they could. So he loses by Saddam Hussein numbers, 94% to 4, and nobody bats an eye. What message does this send to the American people? What message does this send to the media? What message does this send to Republicans who say, you know what, let's wage war on women. Let's wage war on an incredibly unpopular issue like contraceptives that everybody thinks we're crazy. Republicans think we're crazy to do this. Republican voters think we're crazy, but let's do it anyway. Maybe they're just not all that worried about losing the election this November. Why not? The results can be anything that they want them to be. You know, did you watch CNN? What was it? Last couple of elections on Super Tuesday, and then again last Tuesday in Mississippi and Alabama. They had what they called a ballot cam, and they had people who were actually in the counting room, which is kind of nice. I'm glad that they were, you know, gave a damn to look at their ballots being counted. But what did they show? They say, oh, here's the guy. Here's the top technology. This is where it all happens. And they showed one guy sitting in front of a bunch of computers waiting for the numbers. They were feeding in memory cartridges. Any number in the world could have come out. There was one guy in there. That one guy. That's the guy. You want to win an election? You want to buy an election? Find out who that guy is who sits in front of the computers and gets those numbers off those memory cards from that voting machine. That's all you need. One guy. This isn't a conspiracy. It's not a conspiracy theory, because it only takes one guy to flip an entire election. And we all got to see it on CNN. And everybody's been making fun of them ever since, because it's really so pathetic. There really is nothing to see when you're counting ballots anymore. It's all done electronically. These are all corporations that, that count our votes on their little memory cards. And, of course, everybody knows that computers work perfectly. It's not like you get a new patch every single day from Microsoft if you run Windows. Computers work fine. What could possibly go wrong? So the GOP has a war on everything. Oh, by the way, we've got a chat room, so you can join the war at bradblog.com. We've got our chat room open. Everybody is filing in. It's always a lively bunch there. Come on by. Dez is moderating. She's going to join us a little bit later in the show for some green news. Margot Paez is in there. I think Sue is For Earth, and there she is. Yeah, For Earth is in there as well. So stop by the chat room, bradblog.com. We'd love to see you there. You can also take down our phone number. We're going to get to your calls tonight, hopefully plenty of them, 877-520-1150. That's 877-520-1150 is our phone number. Don't call the Malloys. Mike needs some sleep. You can also Twitter me on the Twitters at TheBradBlog. So I'll do my best to keep my eye on both the chat room and the Twitters. And I got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff to share with you today. And joining us, by the way, later in the show, Tim Thompson, the U.S. Marine. You might have seen him. If you haven't, check out. We've got the full video at bradblog.com. Rachel Maddow also picked it up and ran this story. Tim Thompson went to the polling place on Super Tuesday in Tennessee, where they've instituted their polling place photo ID restrictions. And for the first time, first election, they rolled out these restrictions on voters. And Tim Thompson, who's a 55-year-old former Marine, said, well, the hell with that. I'm going to bring in my voter registration card that was good enough for me, that was good enough for my father, my grandfather. And if they won't let me vote on that, then I'm not voting. And there was some media who were trailing along with him to essentially film this protest. As he was told, a U.S. Marine, sorry, you can't vote. No normal ballot for you. We'll give you a provisional ballot. Maybe it'll be counted. Maybe it won't. Who knows? So Tim Thompson is going to be joining us a little bit later in the show with some good news, some news you haven't heard about, some encouraging news. I've also got more encouraging news in this GOP war on voting. So as I say, it's the GOP war on everything, war on women. This is amazing. This Arizona bill, have you seen this? HB 2625. This will change the state's contraceptive equity law so that any employer can choose not to cover contraception if they reject to it on religious grounds. But it's worse than that. It also includes a measure that makes it even more provocative, giving more fodder to the press. It would require women who need hormonal contraception for medical reasons to prove that they are not using birth control to prevent pregnancy. So that they have to divulge their private medical history to their employer to prove why they need birth control. Republicans are cool with this. For some reason, they have no fear at all. They are not worried about it at all. They can anger America all they want, and they don't care. Brad in from Molloy. Stay with us. Comes. Yeah, 19th nervous breakdown. There, listen, the Republican Party, since the death of Andrew Breitbart, from Andrew Breitbart's death through Rush Limbaugh's just insane 3 hours of ranting against the sex life of a private U.S. citizen, incorrectly by the way, making stuff up along the way. This party is in the middle of a complete meltdown. The right is having a nervous breakdown. They don't know what they're doing. Their candidates all stink. And I'll stay on record, by the way, on this. I've been talking about a brokered convention for months. If you've been listening to me when I sit in on the Molloy Show or following me on the Twitters at the Brad Blog, I've been saying, A, there's going to be a brokered convention. And I used to say this, people say, hey, you're crazy. It's never going to happen. Mitt Romney is inevitable. All the people on CNN told me so. No, it's going to be a brokered convention because they don't like any of their candidates. And furthermore, I've gone out on a limb to say I think there's a very good possibility, I've been saying this for months as well, that none of the four top yutzes currently running for the nomination are going to end up being the nominee. I think now is a really good time for the Republicans to start sweet-talking Chris Christie again. I'm just saying, I don't want to give him any advice, but that's my advice. And I think, you watch what happens over as this slow-motion nervous breakdown continues over the next few months until we get to Tampa. Oh, it's not going to get pretty. But because of that, because they're going crazy, we all have to pay the price. Because they're going crazy, it was 84 degrees yesterday. I haven't looked today, but it was 84 degrees yesterday in St. Louis. I was on the air. I do a show out here on the Pacifica radio affiliate. And at 5:40 p.m. St. Louis time, and I say St. Louis because that's my old hometown. So I was checking the weather just to see. It was 84 degrees at 5:40 p.m. in March. March, which is like the snowiest month in St. Louis, Missouri, it was 84 degrees. But nothing's wrong. There's nothing to be worried about. Rick Santorum told us. He laughed at the idea. Carbon dioxide is dangerous for you? Ha ha! Tell it to a plant. How ridiculous. So, Rick Santorum, water. Water's also dangerous. What? Is not dangerous? Human beings need it to survive? Oh, okay, fine. Why don't you go out and drink 5 gallons of it and get back to me, Rick Santorum? Let me know how safe your water is. It could be bottled water, too. No chemicals. No, no, very good, clean water. Just go drink 5 gallons of it in an hour. Let me know how that works out. Okay. And I was on RT this week. Speaking of wingnuts, I was on the RT TV this week. I'll try to play some clips for you in the next half hour. I think we've got those racked up somewhere. I was on with one of these right-wing loons, this guy by the name of Seton Motley, who I'm told, I had never heard of him before, but I'm told that he shows up every now and again with Tom Hartman. He's a loon. It was about photo ID restrictions, and I had assumed they would go with a regular, a serious loon. Like John Fund or Hans von Spakovsky. You know, these guys who are, you know, huge liars, but at least they know what they're lying about. This guy, almost had to bleep myself. This guy, he was telling me that the reason we have to have photo ID is because there's so much voter fraud committed at the polling place by Democrats that proof of that is back in 2006, Donald Duck actually voted in the state of Ohio. That's what this knucklehead believes. That's why he wants to disenfranchise hundreds of thousands of legal American voters. Because he believes the madness that he sees on Fox News. He believes that Donald Duck actually voted in Ohio. Along with Mickey Mouse and Mary Poppins. Either he believes that stuff, or he knows it's a lie, and he doesn't care. He's taken up his arms in the GOP war on voting to keep you from voting, to turn back the clock like this was 1950s all over again. Brad in for Malloy. Stay with us. Baby.
Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind.
Yeah. And no trouble ahead and trouble behind. Smartly done, Tony. Welcome back. This is your Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com, your friendly citizen investigative blogger, journalist, troublemaker, muckraker, all-around swell fellow sitting in for Mike tonight. For the next few hours, glad you could join us here. And we've got some callers on the line, so I want to get to some of these calls. But I will also play, I was on, like I said, I was on RT this week, which used to be called Russia Today. It's their English channel, English language channel, Russian TV, that plays all across the U.S., all across the world. And they called me in, hey, Brad, we want to talk about photo ID restrictions at the polling place, voting rights. And I thought, oh, okay, that sounds great. It's a panel discussion. Oh, really? Yeah, and when I got hooked up there and the earpiece in my ear, they said, oh, you're going to be on with Seton Motley. Do you know who he is? I said, no, I don't. They said, he's a fiery guy. I said, okay, good. I'll fire back. So we had a lively show as this clown instructed me that Donald Duck was voting in Ohio in 2006, and that's why we need to restrict hundreds of thousands of voters from voting this year. I'll play some clips of that in a second. But one of my favorite Republicans, I think he used to be a Republican, one of my favorite Republicans, the only guy in Wisconsin who's a Republican who doesn't stink, joins us for a quick call here with some news. John Washburn calls in. He's a great election integrity advocate up there in Wisconsin, and I mean it, a great election integrity advocate. He was very helpful through the Supreme Court disaster up there in Wisconsin last year when Kathy Nicholas suddenly found 14,000 ballots out of nowhere. He explained, well, he did his best to explain what was going on. He joins us now with some news out of Wisconsin. Hey, John, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir, and what's up, brother?
Well, I suppose I should be worried that Pedro has gotten two votes twice in the last two elections here in District 1 of Germantown.
Wait, who's Pedro?
Vote for Pedro, and all your dreams will come true.
Oh, vote for Pedro. Okay.
Yeah, it's just one of those, as part of my auditing, you know, my village of Germantown that I live in here.
And so people actually do vote for Pedro, do they?
Right in Pedro.
Wow.
Kind of funny to see, you know, Pedro on the presidential line in the last few elections.
Well, you know what? The Republicans are pretty desperate this year. Pedro might be a good idea. Maybe somebody's got to get Pedro down to Tampa this year.
He might. I do have one small bit of Kathy Nicholas news.
Oh, okay. And we should also say, by the way, John, you have actually, for people who don't know, Kathy Nicholas was this registrar of voters up there in Waukesha County who, you know, forgot to report some 14,000 votes last year in the Supreme Court race. And when she found them, suddenly they flipped the results from the independent candidate to the Republican candidate, thus keeping a Republican majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And, John, you have actually spoken for her at public meetings when she couldn't make it. Just one. All right. Well, I just want to let everybody know who you are. Okay. So your bit of news about Kathy Nicholas and then the other larger news I think you may have for us.
Yeah. A local activist here in Waukesha County said, you know, she was ordered to implement changes so that Brookfield will never happen again.
Uh-huh.
Apparently no newspaper was interested in actually going to check to see if that was being done. So she said, no, I'd like to, and can you come along? So I did.
Wait, and, to see if what was done?
Kathy Nicholas was ordered by our state's highest election officials, the Government Accountability Board, and essentially the judge in the one Kloppenburg case, to implement certain changes.
Right.
Make sure that the Brookfield debacle would never happen again.
And so you went along with her to make sure that they had, in fact, that she had made these changes?
Well, one of our local activists in Waukesha wanted to do that. And she just, you know, it's the first time she's ever done that. So she wanted a little, I was there mostly for moral support.
Okay.
And I really couldn't talk to Ms. Nicholas because of the lawsuit I have against her. So
you have a lawsuit against Kathy Nicholas?
Yes, it's for some open records. Memory cards, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
From the village of Butler. But
all right, go ahead, because you got a bad phone, so I want to get through your call real quick here, John.
Let me move away. So she, she implemented these changes, and they are wonderful. They posted results for every municipality in a separate room as they come in, and the ballot bags are clear and oversized, so you can check to see what's in them without actually opening them. And they got a full seal across the top, and if you try to open it up, it's the blue part of the seal says void in white, and the clear part of the seal says void in blue. It's really a very, very good improvement.
So you're impressed with this. Now, we should say hundreds of thousands of, tens of thousands, anyway, of ballots were ripped open from these ballot bags the last time in this recount. Okay. So she's put better bags in place. Of course, you would say that, John, because you're a shill for Kathy Nicholas.
I'm suing her over getting election.
Yeah, except for the lawsuit against her. Okay, what's your other quick news, John?
Quick news is that the recall dates for Governor Walker, Lieutenant Governor Clay Fish, and four other state senators have been finalized as much as it can be to be May 8th and June 5th. And technically it's not finalized, but if the GAB doesn't finalize it on their meeting on the 30th, they're in trouble with the court. So it's as good as a done deal.
May 8th is the primary, and June 5th, you think, is going to be the actual election to recall Scott Walker.
Yeah, if more than one person runs, then there's a primary. If only two people go, then there's a general on that May 8th date.
Okay. June 5th, by the way, also the day of the California primary out here. So
that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, that's going to be a nightmare day for me. Okay, thanks, John. I appreciate that update. And are you going to be voting to recall Scott Walker?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay, very interesting. Let us know how that goes. Probably. Good for you. All right, brother. Thanks for the call. Always good to talk to my friend. And he really is a great election integrity advocate. I don't care what party he is. He wants to know who actually won an election, who lost an election, and he wants to be able to see those ballots being counted. And as you heard, he is currently suing Kathy Nicholas because she won't respond appropriately, I guess, to a public records request. He's an award-winning public records requester. Did you know you could win awards for that? Okay, let me play some of these clips. Going from a not insane Republican to an insane Republican. And obviously I'm going to need a much longer show if I'm going to go through all the insane Republicans. But here was me last night, or a couple of nights ago, on the RT. The host was Liz Wall. The subject was polling place photo ID restrictions, the Republican war on voting. She asks me, what's wrong with that? And I respond, and then this other guy, Seton Motley, who is apparently the head of some outfit called Less Government. Now, apparently, he runs a group called Less Government, but he's in favor of more government because he wants to spend millions and millions and millions of dollars on this photo ID nonsense, needless nonsense, because he doesn't want Democrats to vote. But here, let's play a couple of quick clips here. Me and Seton Motley this week on Russian TV, on RT.
What is the problem with requiring people to show photo IDs at the polls?
Well, the problem is that there are millions of Americans who simply do not have them, and it's not equally spread among all voters. In fact, minorities, elderly students, and so forth are far more likely to not have the type of photo ID, state-issued photo ID, that's required by these new laws. These new laws have been put in place, by the way, in order to keep people from voting, keep legal voters from casting their legal vote, despite a dearth of problems with voter fraud at the polling place. That's the only type of voter fraud that can be stopped by these polling place photo ID restrictions. So you're talking about keeping potentially tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of legal voters who have been able to vote without a problem for decades from being able to cast their legal vote under these restrictive new laws passed by Republicans.
Seton, what do you make of that argument that this new law will exclude thousands of voters here in the U.S.?
Oh, well, the tens of thousands number is completely made up. What we've seen time and time and time again, and the Acorn scandal was just the tip of the iceberg that broke this down, that broke this in, is the combination of casting a provisional ballot at the polling place when you don't have a photo ID or you can't prove you live somewhere, and then matching that up with the fraudulent registrations that Acorn registered and other groups have registered in the tens and hundreds of thousands. So that's the kind of voter ID fraud that actually transpires in large numbers, and that's the kind of voter fraud that a photo ID requirement largely eliminates, and that's what they've been fighting. Because as we know, Acorn was a Democrat operation, registering people that helped illegally elect Democrats. So that's the partisan battle we're fighting at this point.
This guy is such a yutz. Okay, where do you start with jackasses like this? First off, Acorn was a Democrat operation. First, it's called the Democratic Party. Get that through your head, Seton Motley. Secondly, they're a nonpartisan organization. Yes, they did tend to side more with Democrats, but they also attacked them all the time. Thirdly, there is not a single vote that was ever cast illegally based on an improper Acorn registration. I should say an improper registration by an Acorn worker, not by Acorn, because Acorn was themselves the ones who found these workers who were defrauding them and turned them into officials. So for Seton Motley, then, to go on and say that tens of thousands of illegal voters have been illegally electing Democrats, he's just making stuff up. And he thinks you're dumb enough to believe it. And if you watch Fox News, you probably are dumb enough to believe it. Because, let me play you a little bit more here. Do you have this, where's this Donald Duck clip? Just to get you an idea. Clip four here, Tony. I think this speaks for itself. Me and Seton Motley on RT earlier this week.
So how many thousands of voters are you okay with disenfranchising?
I'm okay with disenfranchising the Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Dick Tracy that Acorn registered. Yeah, I'm just fine with disenfranchising them.
Have Dick Tracy or Donald Duck ever voted in any election?
Ohio.
Mayor Seaton?
Ohio in 2006. Oh,
they
yes.
have. Really?
Yes.
Donald.
When did Donald Duck vote in Ohio?
It was Dick Tracy, Mary Poppins, and I'm trying to remember the names now. It was Dick Tracy, Mary Poppins,
yeah,
and my favorite of all time,
Mickey Mouse.
Jive Turkey. Mickey Mouse was in Florida,
ever
in Orlando.
Voted.
All right.
Yes, Seton was making things up, and he was doing it on live TV across the universe. And what's particularly maddening about this is the reason he was able to do this is because our corporate mainstream media has been allowing this crap, not just allowing this crap, but has been pushing this crap over and over and over across the airwaves as if it was related in any way to reality. And they've been doing this for years. So he's talking about Donald Duck in 2006, who never voted anywhere. But back in 2006, oh, Donald Duck voted because I saw it on CNN, because CNN stinks. And they're telling people this crap, and, you know, the media continue to allow these lies so that 6 years later, we can get to the point where state after state, Republicans are passing anti-voter bills, voter disenfranchisement bills, trying to keep the elderly, trying to keep the students, trying to keep the minorities from voting. And no, these are not made up numbers. As the Department of Justice found this week, the state of Texas, which has implemented one of these disenfranchising photo ID laws, or at least has tried to, the state of Texas was told by the DOJ, nope, you can't do it. Why? Because under the Voting Rights Act, that law discriminates against Americans, specifically based on Texas's own numbers. These are numbers that were given to the DOJ by the state of Texas. The DOJ found that legally registered Hispanic voters are anywhere from 46% to 120% more likely than non-Hispanic voters to lack state-issued ID needed to vote under the new law. Hispanic voters are anywhere from 46 to 120% more likely to not be able to vote in 2012. That ain't an accident. That's why that law is in place, and that's why the DOJ has stopped it. Brad, in for Malloy.
Ground control to Major Tom.
I'm a having a nervous breakdown. The middle shakedown. I see my hands on the shiver.
Welcome back to Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of BradBlog.com in for Mike tonight. And coming up in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Tim Thompson, U.S. Marine, who was turned away from the polling place 2 weeks ago in Tennessee on Super Tuesday, the first implementation of the photo ID law. But he's got some good news about what happened. So they turned away a U.S. Marine because he refused to show his photo ID. Let me play a clip of that, Tone. You got that clip number? Where am I here? Because I want to get straight to him after the top of the hour. Seven. You got clip number seven there. Here's Tim Thompson trying to vote on or trying to object to this new law in Tennessee on Super Tuesday.
This is my voter registration card.
Yes, sir.
I've used this for 37 years. This was good enough for my father. It was good enough for my grandfather. And I refuse to show you a picture ID.
That's fine. Would you like to vote provisional ballot?
No, I do not. You don't get me right. I object to the law. I'm objecting to the law that they implemented on my right to vote. I'm a former U.S. Marine.
Yes, sir.
And you have no right to restrict me from voting today. The law has no right. I served my country. I served my country so you could vote. I've earned my right to vote. This is my ID. This is my ID. And I'll be damned if I'll stand here and allow you to not let me vote because some governor of this state decided he wanted to eliminate my right to vote and put conditions on it that I fought for.
Yeah, you go, Tim. He's going to be joining us in the next hour with some good news. actually out of Tennessee this week in the wake of his protest 2 weeks ago when he refused. Voter registration card was good enough for years, and now all of a sudden he's an illegal voter. Go figure. All right, let me take some quick calls here because I'm coming up to the top of the hour. excuse me, Angus in Minnesota. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show.
Why, thank you, Brad.
Thank you, Angus. What's up?
I love what you guys are doing. Open this up to public debate and to new thoughts, new ways of thinking about stuff.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, this voter ID thing,
yeah,
we should, it's like an attack, yes?
It's an attack on voters, yes, hundreds of thousands of voters, correct.
Allow me, if I may, I'm a non-vet, I studied karate. Judo is the answer. It is actually a great opportunity.
Yeah.
If we say, okay, we will take your hysteria and implement it. But that means every individual who resides in the United States has to be checked out and given a voter ID. That would be such a job-creating bill.
Well, Angus, first off...
Do you have any idea how many people that would take to do that?
Well, Angus...
And that's it. Angus, you're good to go.
All right, listen.
Forever.
All right, Angus, first off, I'm not sure what judo has to do with it, so maybe I missed that. I see. Okay. Yes. So a job-creating bill to get everyone a photo ID. And listen,
everyone.
I have no problem with what?
The post office should be entrusted to accomplish that.
Yeah, well.
Because they go every day to every home in America.
All right.
You see what I'm saying?
I hear you, Angus. I got to get to a break. I appreciate your thought. I have no problem with photo ID at the polling place. If everyone has one. But the fact is, some 25 million legal American voters do not have the type of state-issued photo ID that is required under these bills. Republicans know it, and they know that it's the elderly, the minorities, and the students who don't have them and who are going to be disproportionately disenfranchised come this November. They also know that's just about their only chance of winning this November, and that's why they're doing it. If you're on the line, stay there. I'm going to try to get to your calls. Tim Thompson's going to be joining us next, a Marine hero. You are listening to Brad Friedman on the Mike Malloy Show. Stay with us.